Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and joining me by phone today is Thomas Hoff. He's a career and technical project coordinator with the Southwest West Central Service Cooperative in Marshall. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Jim.
So last week we started the conversation about the new program you have in that part of the state called Lift Pathways. $3 million two-year grant from the state kind of got the thing going. You've had to partner with area businesses and high schools to make this thing come off, but you're actually able to get these high school students involved in technical education from the medical field to manufacturing to diesel mechanics and that sort of thing. These are all pretty good paying jobs.
You're exactly right. You know, I think what they're saying now is kind of major matters, and it doesn't mean you have to get a four-year degree or a two-year degree, a certificate. But the type of degree you have can really pay dividends. And I do know that there are some college students that are going to 1 or 2 years of college that are, you know, they're probably making $50,000 or $60,000 within a couple years of graduation. And some of them are getting their college education paid for by their employer because there's such a desperate need for skilled people in our area. Someone told me, and I don't know if this statistic is exactly correct, but for every 4 people that are going to be retiring soon in the building trades, your plumbers, your electricians, your carpenters, there's only 1 person coming in who is trained to fill that need.
Wow, that is that's a little sobering, actually.
It is, and you know how difficult it is to find people, you know, when you have a plumbing problem, you know, that needs to be fixed, or find an electrician, and they're swamped right now. And we need more people to get into those professions, and so there's some tremendous opportunities. Right now, we're at the point where we've tested some models, we've had some success, and now the Lift Pathway grant application was sent out about a month ago to our region. So any high school, college, business, agency can apply for the grant to develop a new career and tech ed course. And it's pretty flexible. The main requirement, again, is that at least 2 high schools are participating and at least 1 business are participating. And it's new. It's a new course for at least 1 of the schools involved.
Great. Do you have any anticipation about what might unfold from those grants yet? Or?
Right now, we're just getting our first applications in. I think there's going to be some really creative approaches, and that's what we wanted. While the model that we tested worked, we know that there might be other models out there that are better suited for specific partners.
Thomas Hoff is Career and Technical Project Coordinator with the Southwest West Central Service Cooperative in Marshall, Minnesota. And this has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.